Good morning, a Monday morning, the morning before the presidential election, and we are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Over the weekend, Alan, the FBI's director, James Comey, said that the newly discovered emails had not changed the Bureau's conclusions from its previous investigation of Hillary Clinton, essentially lifting any skepticism 2 days before the election about what might be in these emails.
One has to wonder why he opened his mouth in the first place. After all, the damage was done. There are lots of indications, including a column by me that got a wide distribution, that he had just done the wrong thing, that for some inexplicable reason, with no facts and nothing else to go for his releasing of this letter, that he did it. Nobody can understand it, other than that there may have been something else going on. Look, there were lots of speculations since that time. Senator Schumer said he's going to have to ask a lot of questions of Comey, and he was right to say that. The whole thing stinks like five-day-old fish, and one would be remiss if one started to speculate about all the possibilities of people who had something to gain by getting Comey to do this. So we really don't know. But what he did was a tremendous amount of damage.
Will he survive this email flap? The Times has written on it, and potential outrage should Hillary Clinton win the election, certainly, from Congress. Will he stay in his position?
Well, all the pundits, David, are saying that he will survive it, that Hillary would lose too much credibility if she fired him. I suppose it's possible for her as the president to fire him, but it's practically impossible. No, I think it's much more likely that he will survive. The indications are, from a lot of people, he's a fairly weak guy. I mean, somebody or something pushed him into this. And there's a whole bunch of people who think that he was in trouble within the inner ranks of the FBI, and that was the reason he tried to shore them up by putting out this letter, which said that they had found these new emails. Well, it turns out that with a day or so to go, he yells out as loud as he can, "Just kidding," but tremendous damage done. But I think he'll survive.
Who survives and wins the election? The candidates, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton out on the stump saying they're confident they will win the White House. But we often hear a two-word phrase that can make the difference, the ground game.
Well, according to experts, the Clinton people have the ground game. Look, the use of the surrogates, Barack Obama is a tremendous surrogate. He has credibility which nobody else shares. The vice presidential candidate has done very well on the Clinton side. You don't hear that much from Pence because Trump monopolizes the conversation. Well, Kane can speak Spanish. And according to the New York Times, the number of people who are Spanish from any of the Spanish-speaking countries have borne fruit. Now, you wonder what Trump could have been thinking to say, you know, they're rapists and they're this and that of the Mexicans. Well, what happens is that people take it seriously. If you're Jewish and somebody says something anti-Semitic, boy, then when Jesse Jackson said Hymetown, nobody ever forgot it. And there have been times that you could coalesce a group by one negative comment on the other side. And that is exactly what has happened here, plus the fact that they have been turning out Hispanic voters in a way that is just unimaginable. And according to the New York Times, it may be the key to this whole election.
The congressional elections and New York's 19th district, John Faso, the Republican, against Zephyr Teachout, the Democrat. A new Time Warner Cable Siena College poll finds Faso taking a 6-point lead, Alan, 48-42, a day before the election.
David, it is a Republican district. Faso has wisely aligned himself, not with his old politics of, you know, Republican versus Democrat in the state legislature, but with Chris Gibson, who did a magnificent job of representing the congressional district and was seen as a healer rather than as a divider. Well, once Faso did that, he turned it around. Yet, there's going to be a massive Hillary turnout in this state, more in the urban areas than in the suburban places. But we really don't know what that is going to mean if this is what we call a realigning election. We've seen it before, so it's possible. Yet, Faso does seem to be doing rather well, according to all of these polls.